Okay. Hello, people. Okay, no, I'm laughing because Tiger mentioned Prince, and I thought about Prince at the Grammys, and there was a meme that said Prince showed up at the Grammys like the audience thinks he's better than everybody at the family reunion. Okay. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the PopBlitz.com podcast with the Glaminati. I am your host, pop culture extraordinaire Keani Spears. I'm also a writer for PopBlitz.com, and today we have with me the Glaminati themselves, Tiger Lily from TigerLilyRocks.com, fashion connoisseur. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Girl, I'm just wonderful. And we also have the owner of PopBlitz.com, the media mogul himself, Giovanni Brusto. Hello there, sir.
Hi. In honor of Missy Elliott's return to the music industry, ching, ching, getting paid over here. Thursday, baby, get it over here. Thursday, over here.
Wow.
I was not expecting that.
I was not either.
That is so random. That's like, that
my money, man. Like,
that isn't even like the first Missy Elliott song that I would even think of.
You know what? That is just him being so excited to get rid of dead weight.
We're going to
let him have his moment.
Okay. You want to sing some more of that song before we go into the stuff?
I think that's all I remember, actually.
That's all I remember. I really don't remember that. I don't even remember what album that is from. Like,
I think it was just a single, 2008. There was no album.
Oh, this is when she was going to make an album. Okay.
Yeah, because I just have it like as like a mixtape type thing on my iPod.
Okay, I got it. All right,
that's
you
the one
ready?
With Jay-Z and Ciara, right?
I don't remember
they
anyone else
remix,
having any parts, but then again, I don't remember anything beyond the chorus.
Jay-Z and Ciara want a remix?
Yes, I must play that for you after the show.
No, there was a remix. Uh-oh.
Yes, you did. I didn't tell you that.
Getting paid over here, standing up on one leg, by the way, coffee in hand.
Remember, speaking of Ciara, remember when she came out and everybody was like, oh, my gosh, this is what the game's been missing, and now. Okay, so anyway, Empire is this very popular show that I watch, and Tiger Lily, why do you watch it?
A little bit.
I don't have time. In episode 2 of the show, the youngest brother, Hakeem, who was played by Brashear Gray, is that how you say his name?
I can't stand his character. I don't think he's a good actor, but carry on.
His name is.
Oh, I have something to say about that, too. But he went into a little drunken rant about Obama where he called him a sellout, and he went on to tinkle in the restaurant, you know, in front of all the people there. And the situation caused Black Twitter and Black Facebook to get upset, and, you know, people even began a little petition to have the show canceled. So Roddy P. Henson, who plays 50 Lion, recently released a statement over the weekend and said, I'm just proud that people are talking. Everybody doesn't like Barack Obama. People are out there saying that. That's what art is supposed to do. Expose this. You know, we're dealing with subject matter that's not really dealt with. Art is supposed to challenge, start a conversation. So let's lift the carpet up and deal with this dirt. It's not like we bashed Barack Obama and the show went off. Terrence Howard's character, Lucius, jumped in on his son's character, and that's, you know, what life is all about. So I'm glad you're mad. Do something about it. Go to the hood. Talk to the kids so they don't do dumb things like that. And you know what? I totally agree with Tarazi 100%. It's just the script. I don't know if it's because it was on Fox that made people mad. Or
probably
what it is. What do
but
you
it's
think?
The truth. I mean, it's the truth.
It is
not
the
every
truth.
Black person, wants,
it is the
you
truth.
Know, as a supporter of Barack Obama. I mean, and not even to throw our political statuses out there, but we do have a person on our team that's not even a Democrat. So, I mean, it doesn't mean that every black person is supposed to. I mean, I don't even consider myself a Democrat anymore. I'm not a Republican, but I don't really care for either side, and I've spoken to you all about that before. But it's the truth. Not every black person has to agree with another black person. And it's just a show. It's not that serious. I mean, it probably did stem from the fact that the show is on Fox. But, I mean, that's
who correlates, like, local Fox and, I don't know, who correlates Fox with Fox News? Like, I still feel like they are completely...
I've never known anybody to do that, honestly. I think that everybody just gets upset about Fox News because of the content and the anchors, you know, that are in there, but...
They're completely different. It's not like Fox itself, the network that Empire is on, is a conservative network. It's not. And they acted like they had a scene of someone throwing a shoe at Obama's head, like they did Bush, or that Obama rodeo clown a couple years ago that was later investigated by the FBI, I believe. It's not that serious. It was a scene. So... whatever. I think next time they should try the shoe throwing and see how the ratings go after that, since people are all up in arms.
Maybe it would have been a good idea when Lucius called Barack on the phone, like in the show, that it was really Barack on there, so then everybody could feel better and not feel some kind of way.
Right.
I mean, the show has so many stars that are, you know, guest stars on here. I'm surprised they couldn't really get Barack.
Speaking of ratings for the show, do you want? Wait, did you say something else?
I said that Barack is too busy playing with his selfie stick.
Oh yes, I need a selfie stick.
I think everyone should have one. Honestly, make it happen, Bonnie. Get us a selfie stick
with our headsets.
With our headsets, make it happen.
Is Ron Bonnie today?
Make it a bundle. Speaking of Empire ratings, the show just keeps... Okay, usually when a show premieres with a good amount of numbers, around the second, third episode, it starts to take a dip, and that basically sets it for, you know, the rest of the season or, you know, the life of the show. But Empire is working differently. Each episode has gotten... more and more ratings since its premiere. And it premiered with like 10 million viewers, by the way. And this past week's episode hit 13 million viewers. And this is just episode 7. The show has also broken a 23-year record for a primetime scripted series that grew in total viewers over each of its first 5 episodes since at least 1991. Black excellence for Black History Month. Don't you guys agree, Tiger?
Sorry, I was having a blonde moment.
Come through.
It's just like my brain just like went away. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm having
it happened. Well, what about you, Bonnie? Since she said, well, we know you can't. But what do you have to say? Since she's having a moment.
Like
I'm sorry. I
can relate. It
polish and acetone.
You all know I cannot cook. So, yes, I have a blonde moment. Every 3 times a day I go in the kitchen.
You're not the only one. Let's talk about not being able to cook. I can't even make toast properly. It doesn't come out right.
I had to remake my coffee this morning, if anyone saw on Facebook. And the first comment was, Vonnie, why don't you get a Keurig? I said, but I do. I have one.
And it still isn't
I ruined coffee out. With a Keurig.
and it still isn't working yet. That is sad. That is so sad. I've never messed up coffee.
You're not supposed to co-sign.
Well, sorry. Oh, I'm sorry for co-signing.
Empire's ratings, was that the question?
Yeah, like,
see, I'm not the only one.
The ratings are going, for a show to do that, it's just.
Well, see, I don't really watch the show because, I mean, I can't really relate to Ghetto. But as the former mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani, since he just called the president Ghetto, apparently America likes Ghetto right now.
Apparently.
That
Ghetto president, Ghetto number one show.
Listen, honey, that show is spectacular. I'm into that more than Scandal because I'm tired of Olivia Pope.
You know what? I am so tired of Olivia and Fix's relationship. I just, they, this
like,
week,
just
I was just like.
To be a side chick.
This week's episode, the last, what was it, 5 minutes? I'm just sitting here like, I can't take this.
Olivia Pope,
like,
I mean, they may as well name the show, rename it Anglo-Saxon Pain, because that's all it's about.
Come on, Anglo-Saxon?
Obsession and addiction to Anglo-Saxon pain. And they need to go go put her in one of those, like, basement trap doors that they lock people in until she gets over it. And then maybe coming from now.
Well, she was kidnapped for 4 episodes, so, you know, and so was a terrorist.
And she was, I mean, she was kidnapped, and if I recall correctly, I don't know if it was this season or another one, but the last kidnapping I saw, she was kidnapped from the Anglo-Saxon peen, and she was out there with her new addiction, the Dixiecrat peen.
That was a kidnapping.
One's no better than the other.
You know what? I'm Team Drake all the way. Anyway,
I am too.
I love Drake.
Drake from State Farm.
I know, right?
Dixiecrat peen.
And J's and people whose name starts with J's and stuff. Y'all remember when Jermaine Dupri was dating Janet Jackson for like those 2 years or so, and everybody was wondering, like, are they really together? How did someone like Jermaine Dupri pull Janet Jackson? Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's now being stated that Jermaine Dupri is gearing up to release a book, and this one will be a tell-all about his relationship with Janet Jackson. This will be his second book because the first book he released was back in like 2008 and it's called, Young, Rich, and Dangerous, The Making of a Music Mogul, that should be interesting. And I'm looking and it seems that Jermaine and Janet were together for a long time. I didn't know they were together from 2001 to 2009. Did y'all know they were together that long?
How long were they together?
From 2001 to 2009. I thought that they were together from, like, 2004 to, like, 2006.
Oh, so we officially know what's wrong with her, what happened to her career. Oh.
You know what? You can't do that without... when you're an icon, and you know what I'm
on the year they got together. That
when
year.
The last when you're
year,
an icon,
2001. He is a bad omen.
When you are an icon and you've done the things that Janet has done, you don't need to sell any more records, I feel. I just had this conversation with someone on, with a couple of people on Skype the other day when they were talking about, they brought up Madonna at the Grammy Awards. And I'm like, you know, Madonna can do what she wants because she's done so much already. When you're an icon and you're a legend in the music industry, you... No one cares about sales anymore. You got to make all your money from your tours that are going to sell out anyway.
Okay, and what money is she making from flashing her pancake ass on the red carpet?
Actually, I have something to say about that. The reason that that was done is because one of the people that were taking pictures, I don't want to call them paparazzi because they were obviously invited there to take pictures, they said something rude to her. And she reacted by doing that. And I say, way to go, Madonna.
I see. You know, I've had many rude things said to me in public, but never once have I actually flashed to someone before.
Do you see yourself doing that in the future?
I enjoyed it. I love Madonna. I don't think she can do any wrong.
Do you love Madonna? I didn't know that.
Yes, I love Madge. I sure do.
Yes. Are we going to move on to another?
That was awkward silence.
It wasn't off the top. This is why I'm asking. Are we going to move on to another subject? Someone has
I could think of, as you two were talking about how much you love Madonna, was that old whore. And I didn't want to say it, but it's there. That old slut. That's
you know,
all I have.
You know, Bonnie, there's a word that's coming to my head for you. It rhymes with itch, stitch, and rich. Okay. So
it's the word of the day, people.
It is the word of the day.
Word of the day, people. It's bitch. Every time you hear it, take a shot.
Yep.
I was
right. Or take a sniff of your favorite nail polish.
I would have had a drink right now.
Now, if you're going to say it, make sure that you say it with conviction. That's the only way to use the word bitch.
And bitch can be used in multiple ways. It can be a good thing or a bad thing. We've used it in about four different ways tonight before we even got on the show.
I think it transcends to multiple parts of speech as well.
Yes. So that's the word of the day. Put your kids away while we play this game.
I can't believe that you guys are literally sitting here like we're sitting in front of, like, I don't know, some Sesame Street characters, and we're really really introducing the word of the day.
We need one every week, a word of
the
day.
Do we need one every week?
You
think
we
did.
You know what?
I am going to go and get me something to drink. You know what? That's all right. Don't worry about it. I'll pretend that I'm taking a shot every time the word of the day is mentioned tonight. Tiger Lily has nail polish, so she's good to go. You have coffee.
China glaze. Yes.
I know that's right.
How about to post it on my Instagram?
Money
I know
maker.
That's right.
Thursday, baby, bring
what
it over here.
Didn't Ludacris have a song called Money Maker too? I didn't like
it. No, it's the same song.
Oh, is it the same song? Oh,
no, he has a song called Money Maker with Pharrell.
That is the same song.
You are singing the Missy song.
Yes, I'm singing
There's
the Missy song.
There's a Ludacris song from his Release Therapy album. The Moneymaker song.
Hmm. Oh, I don't know too much Ludacris other than, like, Bowed and Bows.
Move, bitch. Get out the way. Let's take a shot for that.
Take a shot.
You want to know what's interesting about Rue? So, back when that song came out, me and my little cousins were singing it. And my aunt goes, is that a gospel song? And I'm like,
what song?
No, it's not.
It's what a gospel song?
Because we were little and we couldn't say the bitch part. Just that nail polish girl. So
ding,
we were
ding,
like,
ding.
We were like, move.
Move,
get
Satan,
out
get out the way.
Get out the way. She was
get
like,
out.
Is that a
get
like,
out the way. Right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's what she thought. She really thought that. And I'm weak.
I'm over here shaking my fist, too. Right now, Satan.
You better shake those dreads as well.
Shake those dreads like you make your own soap.
Oh, my God. What if he listens to this and he hears that? I'm not going to say his name because, look, y'all go too far sometimes.
Say my name.
Come through, Kelly, because we know who Beyonce is.
Me.
Girl, please.
The hair.
Christian, the reformed Christian Beyonce, who sings Precious Lord. When she showed up at the Grammys drunk the other week.
Listen. She sang that after the driver rolled up the partition before she got there.
She sat down at alcohol. Don't drop it. She had to drop it for that.
Oh, my God. This is so unprofessional. Oh, my God.
I had a drink on that. We didn't even use the B word.
This is worse than the Kanye episode.
He touched touch on her Grammy performance, please? I'm sorry.
You can talk about it. I can't do it right now. Okay, wait. Now, this is what happened with the Grammy. So I'm sitting here, and they're like, oh, Beyonce's going to be singing Let It See song. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's going to be playing tribute to Let It See or something? They're like, no, she took over Let It See song. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. And the first thing that came to my head is Drunken Love. And I'm like, what? I'm sure Beyonce's been drinking tonight, so, like, why is she going to go up here and sing this song?
She's going to sing it with a red cup in her hand.
She was, too.
A solo cup and a selfie stick. But look, by the third syllable, I was on Twitter and I said, fail. But, like, syllable five, I was like, what, is she drunk? Did she really show up drunk singing this completely unemotional, dry song? I saw all types of music videos making fun of her singing that. What was that? Like, that was absolutely awful and incomplete.
It was horrible.
Contrast of what she did last year. I mean, there were people who wrote the FCC saying that, you know, how would you like it if I went and stuck my bare ass in your child's face? Because that's what you did performing at 8 o'clock during a family hour.
Well, first of all, people cannot get because people cannot get mad at Beyonce for performing "Drunken Love" at the Grammys.
The Grammys is
a event that's basically for teenagers and adults
and people who don't really care about music,
and for people who like music. And if Beyonce released an album with no promotion a month before, and the lead single is just this big song that's everywhere, of course she's going to perform it. What did they expect?
She wasn't prepared last year, remember? Like, it was a last-minute performance. Was that it, if I recall correctly?
I think it was. I think it was something like it was last-minute or something, and she was only added to the lineup like a day before or something like that. But it's still the principle of the situation, like, okay, if Beyonce's going to perform, you know she's going to perform Drunken Love because that's what's out right now. Granted, to me, EXO is the better song because I love that song. That is actually my favorite Beyonce song. But EXO didn't get the recognition that it got because Drunken Love overshadowed it. And, of course, she's going to throw it together in a day. Why not go up there wet and sitting on a chair and having your butt to the people
looking like a
spinning
wet
around.
Doll.
Girl, that
sounds,
is,
sounds
oh
like 50
God.
Shades of Grey.
Those memes.
Oh, speaking of 50 Shades of Grey. And people walking around in their panties and everything else.
I saw it too. Did you like it? I didn't read the book more.
Then I like the movie. The movie wasn't horrible, and of course it would be downright porn if it, like, you know, depicted everything from the book. But there were parts of it that did do it for me in the beginning. But towards the maybe middle to end of the movie, I was just like, whatever. Like, it's just like I just didn't really care for it too much. Like I said, the first maybe 40 minutes were okay, but after the first sex scene, then it was over. Like, we climaxed at that moment, and then we just stayed there. We dropped right off the cliff after that.
You know what, that was the same thing my friend said. She was like, you know, after that first sex scene, I was just like, I was over it. And I'm like, well, you know, that's because you read the book. I always feel like people who read the books of, you know, movies before they come out, they're always going to go in, you know, slightly disappointed because, you know, you're using your imagination when you're reading it. And, you know, if it's not going to pan out on screen the way that you want it to, of course you're going to think that it wasn't that good.
Well, then, too, I mean, we've all watched porn and everything, so this comes as no surprise. I mean, it's really hard watching two skinny people.
I have a video on pause right now. Talk to me.
Dakota Johnson and Jamie Dornan are not really, you know, from what it's been put out, they're not really getting along. They don't like each other. And they're just, maybe they didn't like each other during the whole filming either, to where it just didn't do it for me. He didn't really do it for me as Christian Grey either. I had somebody else kind of in my head. And that's the good thing about a book. And I was telling someone this the other night. When you read a book, you kind of make, like, you're directing your own movie. You know, you pick out who you want this person to be. And I think that that's what the problem was that a lot of people had that read the book, is you get in there. And I heard a girl yell behind me. She was just like, he's not who I wanted him to be. You know what I mean? Like, he's not doing it for me. And it makes it hard when you do read the book. But at the same time, like I said, after the first sex scene, it just, like, dropped. Like, it jumped the shark after that. Like, it was not doing it for me at all. It was very boring. Even with all the whips and chains and ropes and stuff like that, there was really none of that. Like, it just did not do it for me. It was like, okay, this is over. And did we really sit here for 2 hours during this? I'll stick to the book. I don't think I would see the sequel.
The original guy that was supposed to play Christian Grey, I cannot think of his name, but he was the star of Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
And I thought that he would have been a great choice. He's a very nice-looking guy. However, because of Sons of Anarchy, he had to drop out of the film. And one thing I can say about Jamie Dornan is that he looks so much better with his beard. Have you seen him with his beard?
No, but Charlie Hunnam, and I know I say his name
wrong.
Listen, that man would, I mean, if he was that, it might have made every other scene, like, so much better. I mean, it's really a look, and it's like he has that, like, look where he can be an edgy businessman. You know what I mean? I just, oh, my gosh. Like, he's built. It's just he has the full package, and the other guy just was not doing it for me. He came off very just, like, weird and random, and I just was not
I'm looking at a good package. I've been looking at the picture of Charlie Hunnam. I can't say his name either.
And hold on. Was Eggplant Friday a part of that package?
It needs to be.
I'll just be happy with upper body for right now.
It wasn't. I want to send you guys a picture of Charlie.
You don't need to send me a picture. I know.
No, you want to see this picture.
I've probably seen it. I've seen one with him in his undies, and it was just like, whew, that might be Eggplant Friday material.
I know that's right.
Hey, hold on. This is the reason why you weren't into the movie. I am convinced that 50 Shades of Grey is a film and a book that was designed for middle-aged women who are out of their battery supplies.
Who the hell are you calling middle-aged?
I said that's what it's designed for, and that's the reason why you didn't like the film, because it was not designed for you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. Well, still, middle-aged women would rather see Charlie.
I know that's right.
No middle-aged woman wants to look at a guy that looks like he just graduated from college. I want a man that looks like he just rolled from under an oil trap car.
Well, Lord.
The author of Fifty Shades of Grey is a middle-aged woman,
so it does make
sense. I thought that I would throw that out there, you know, to the folk out there in our viewing land. The media mogul is single, and yes, he will take someone out of college, or maybe even someone who just came from under an oily car. I don't know.
Oh, love it. Whoa. What about an
18-year-old senior who just graduated from high school?
I don't want no parts of no young man, but there's a lady that wants no parts, period, except for to masturbate during 50 Shades of Grey, because a woman in Mexico And I think that this has happened in other places too, but so far the newest story is there was a 33-year-old woman watching 50 Shades of Grey in the theater and was caught masturbating during it.
Mm.
So, and listen, she had handcuffs. She brought her own handcuffs to the theater. Okay, this woman brought handcuffs to the theater.
She was really.
And they said secured herself a prime seat in the 12th row of the theater. Secured herself, more than likely, with the handcuffs. And this is from the Daily Mail, by the way. And so it says the woman had gone to see the film 2 days after its release on Valentine's Day. Police arrived at the cinema and arrested her for public indecency. Handcuffs were snapped on her wrist and she was removed from the premises. Although the woman might disagree, the film has received mixed reviews from critics. So, yes, she... It's like that meme. Have you guys seen the meme with the dildos and all of the theater seats? And it said all of the women going to see 50 Shades of Grey.
I haven't seen all that now.
No, I haven't.
You have not seen that meme?
I have not seen that meme.
I haven't seen it either.
I had to wipe that out of my memory.
Tell it to you. Hold on a minute.
Who said I wanted to see it? Oh. Well, listen.
I'm
just going to be the devil's advocate here. You know, I can't think of any better way to spend Valentine's Day single than strapped to
a chair.
There
were couples there.
Movie theater. sitting in your own ejaculate.
This show is all
oh,
over
man.
The place.
Sitting in other people, too, more than likely. You know what happens in the movie theater. She just made it happen by herself.
By herself. By her, wait a minute, Tiger.
That was a Pussycat Dolls song.
Are you
I don't need a man.
Are you telling me that you don't?
Do you remember that song?
In the
listen,
I have that album. Are you telling me
I don't need a
man.
That
you've done
I've never done that.
In the
movie
theater?
I've never done that in the
you
theater.
Play around. Oh,
but I would tell you this: she would have been there just doing some Kegel exercises with some Benoit balls instead of handcuffing herself to the theater seat. And making a fool of herself.
Or, like, get one of those balls Candy Burris has. You know, just go up in there with those with the balls inside of you with a remote control.
Speaking of candy, by the way, and I know I'm, like, the reality show queen, even though I'm, like, slowly removing them from my TV lineup, but I feel that I have to watch them to report such things like this for you guys. How do you have bedroom candy and nothing's going on in the bedroom of candy? Bonnie, I know that you watch Real Housewives of Atlanta like I do, and tonight's episode, I watched the preview for it earlier, and, you know, she's talking, because on the last show, last week, she was talking to her friend Carmen about her and how her and Todd have not been really having sex and everything like that, and she's like, how can we even try to practice for a baby if we're not practicing? And... So now she's like, her and Todd are kind of addressing it, and they're going to seek counseling. Didn't they just get married last week? Not last week, but you know what I mean? Like,
who got married? There is such thing as a honeymoon phase. And the honeymoon phase is something like 6 months to a year. Years kind of soon, to be honest, to not be having sex. And then for... money to be one of the main issues in many relationships, for you to not be having money problems and you're not sleeping together, what is the problem? I mean, unless it has to do with the schedule, and I know that he's bicoastal, and I believe...
Well, you know he admitted to wanting to stay out in L.A., and he didn't even care that she wanted him back in Atlanta, which who would choose Atlanta over L.A., but anyway.
I don't know how I feel about... you know, your significant other or your husband or a partner, whatever, one voluntarily staying out of town an extra day after you leave to come back.
No, it wasn't even an extra day. It was like a week or so.
Okay.
He
I mean, I just remember
he wanted no parts of her.
I mean, she mentioned an instance of a day. But, like, even for that, I don't understand. Your wife, any normal relationship, your husband or especially the wife, when the wife says it's time to go, hey, it's time to go. You know, the husband always jumps too. So, I mean, if ever there was proof that he was an opportunist, I would think that that's it. I mean, it's like he's, you know, getting some notches on his resume, and he's acting like a brand new person. The least you can do is keep the same travel schedule as your wife.
Well,
I know that it's wrong, but hey, I don't know. Go schedule a meeting and do your dirt thing. Don't be obvious. Don't be obvious. Have a 3-hour meeting across town by yourself and your other woman. You know, go be with your bitch. Now, Tiger.
Let's sip on that. Well, I think that Candy is pushing him away because of the issues with her family. She does not stand up for her relationship. And she also doesn't stand up when her child, like, gets out of line either. And I feel like Candy just needs to quit being such a softie and stand up for what's right and what's, you know, and discuss the things that are wrong. And I think that she's going to push him away because she's, you know, she doesn't know what she's doing in a relationship. She doesn't know how to be a wife. And I just think it's so ironic that you'd have a bedroom Candy line and have Candy code at night and you're not getting anything. Like, I don't want to hear about what gets you off if you're not really getting off. Like, I want to look at a relationship where somebody's getting it every 5 minutes.
I know that's right.
Well, look, if you really want to be an opportunist.
That's the type of girl I am.
Look, Todd needs some pointers. Dude, if you really want to be an opportunist, get the woman pregnant. You know, to have 18
years
on paper. But then
maybe he's not an opportunist. He may not want a kid with her. I mean, I can tell that he doesn't agree with a lot of her parental, you know, things, the way that she raises her child, which another thing is people
I'm saying opportunist is in, I mean, if it's money and fame or whatnot that he wants, I can't think of.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think he does, because if he did, I'm sure he would have thought of that, like, let me hurry up and get this bitch pregnant.
Coffee's almost done.
So I don't think that he's an opportunist. I just think that she's pushing him away. Her family is pushing him away, her child included. I just, you know, Candy just seems like she's meant to be by herself or living with her mother on her own money.
Okay, and it can be just like her mother. They two bitches shaking damn fingers.
With the old lady gang.
I'm going to call her a bitch and shake my finger. We just bitches shaking damn fingers. And that's what her and her mother are going to be. Twirl on that.
Twirl. I can't wait for 8 o'clock to see Miss Twirl give it to Miss Park.
Is it on tonight?
Yes, it should be because they did the preview of it today.
Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
I can't believe you just said bless the Lord. For us,
you know,
watching
what?
Ratchet TV.
Ratchet television. And
I'm you
just
know I'm a church
wide.
Kid. You know I grew up in church.
I'm not putting my reality TV on the Lord. Because he knows that I need to be delivered from it.
Okay. Delivered.
Delivered. From it.
Do we have to?
I don't like reality TV no more. I am delivered.
Do we have time for one more topic?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Ching, ching, getting paid over here.
Emma Rose's voice mansion got into this major Twitter feud earlier this week. It basically all came from Tyga and Kylie dating, which we all know they're dating. Everyone knows that. But however, they keep denying it. And, you know, Amber Rose is friends with Blac Chyna, who is Tyga's baby's mom, and she basically said, you know, Kylie's a baby, she needs to go to bed at 7 o'clock and relax. Tyga should be ashamed of himself. He has a beautiful woman and baby and left that for a 16-year-old who just turned 17. And if that hasn't made things worse, Kanye appeared on The Breakfast Club this weekend, and not only did he speak about Tyga and Kylie's relationship, he also dissed Amber Rose. He said that Amber Rose was soaking in a moment and, you know, that if Kim would have dated him when he wanted her to,
that we wouldn't know Amber Rose. He he also said that he had to take 30 showers to wash out Amber Rose before Kim would even officially date him. And
didn't Ray J piss on Kim Kardashian in that video? I can't remember because it's been a long time since I think it was that boring.
And
her part.
And about Tyga and Kylie's relationship, he said, I think he got in early and he was smart.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what?
And your stupid ass just probably got him in trouble. For basically confirming what everybody knew. And then did you see that Tyga posted that picture of her, of Kylie, and called her beautiful and all this, and then it was so sentimental. And I'm like, what grown-ass man? Like, he's, you know, he's 25, right? That's almost 30.
He is 25.
Okay, that's almost 30. What almost 30-year-old guy is writing this to a 17-year-old? And, yes, I know that people have, you know, relationships with people that are older than them. I understand that, but she's not, wait for her to turn 18. Now, when she turns 18, it's nobody's business. But basically, you know, while she's 17, I don't think it's appropriate because who knows how long this relationship has gone on. How do you, you know, how do you just go from, you know, well, I guess it is possible going from stripper to child. Like, it just seems like he has an issue to me. And speaking of his baby's mom, she was just in a video,
How do you compare a 17-year-old to a stock, basically, getting in early? This is not Google stock. This is not E-Trade.
Right.
That is totally inappropriate.
It is inappropriate, and you guys know that I used to take up for Kanye all of the time. I love Kanye, and I probably said it on a show recently. But after his claims, and then trying to say that Kim and Beyonce love each other and that Kim actually has a picture in the studio of Kim Kardashian and uses inspiration. I'm like, bitch, what? Like, get out of here. Like, there is no way in hell that I can picture Beyonce staring at a picture of Kim Kardashian. Like, I am inspired by this hoe.
Wait a minute. Who has whose picture up again?
Said that Beyonce keeps a picture of Kim Kardashian up while she's recording music so that because it inspires her to write about, you know, women that are making it or whatever, and that Kim plays 7-Eleven basically
song?
For Northwest. Like, 7-Eleven's not a great song. It's not like, this is an amazing song. I got to play this for my child. Like, it's a song. Kanye is just talking out the side of his neck.
I can't even think of motivation, of any type of motivation for that. Now, I could see Kim Kardashian having Beyonce up on her wall, which she probably does. And she
and
probably
throws daggers at.
Exactly. Throws dots in the picture. But Beyonce with Kim K up there, I don't think so. Sarah Vaughn, maybe so. Kim Kardashian, no.
Well, you know what?
I want to see this picture.
What's that, Beyonce?
It's probably a piece of plasticware on the wall that represents Kim Kardashian because the bitch is so plastic. Drinks ready?
I want somebody to ride for me the way that Kanye rides for Beyonce. I think that their relationship is absolutely amazing. You know what? I don't even see Kanye doesn't really defend Kim like he defends Beyonce, and I don't understand that.
I think he only did because everybody said that he wouldn't defend her. I think that Kim probably saw that and made him get on there and defend her because he's never done that before.
That's because, as I said, Beyonce has a strong gay fan base, which explains Kanye's strong defense of her.
Well, what are you trying to say about Kanye?
Are you
insinuating some things about Kanye, Mr. Brusso?
I said during our last episode that Kim Kardashian said the next time that she is pregnant, she intends on having her husband style her. If that is not gay, I don't know what is.
There's a guy that I would let style me because I want to wear what, you know.
Who wants their husband to style them?
Well, you know what? I don't think that it's bad that Kanye styles Kim. Granted,
she kind of needed it though.
I'll tell you, granted, I do feel like she's gotten better as far as fashion goes, with Kanye styling her and with Kanye influencing her.
Trying
I don't see a problem like
that. Idol.
I don't see a problem with that. I mean, look at all the straight fashion designers who, you know, design things for their wives and style them. I don't think that that's a bad thing.
I would appreciate, you know, I would love having that time to spend with my, you know, significant other and have him say, this is what I want to see you in, babe. Like, because it means that he's, you know, it doesn't mean that he has to do my, like how Kanye did, where he, like, took over her whole wardrobe and, like, threw stuff out. Like, not
right.
Like, not
right.
Like that to where he's changing me. But every now and then, I would like a Jada Pinkett and Will Smith type of thing where we're coordinating with each other and we're
exactly.
agreeing on it and we look great
and
like,
we
we're
both
happy.
Look
like,
great.
I would take that. Yeah.
Like,
I
another
mean,
gay husband. That's not a good like, example.
Like, well, how, like David Bethel and Tosh Fire.
Oh, yes.
That is a perfect example. You can't say anything about them. Don't even mention anything about Queen Victoria Beckham. I mean, but, you know, me and Rick do things like that with each other all the time. We,
Leon, how did David know if Victoria likes her outfits when she's wearing 6 gallons of Botox?
You know,
like, does she have to, like, nod her entire head? Can her neck move? Is that, like, do they Botox neck muscles, too?
There might be a string that he can pull from the top of her head to nod her head down, like, yes or no. I love Tosh, though.
You know what?
I love remember when they
actually not my favorite.
During the reunion, her mic was off.
My, are you talking about little Nancy?
The Spice Girls reunion, and she went to say something and nobody could hear.
Like, you're
are
supposed
you
to be seen, not heard.
I don't remember where that was, but that was a couple years ago.
I think that was at the Spice Girls reunion during the Olympics when they performed. Her mic really wasn't that high. It's like how Beyonce did Michelle at the Super Bowl.
Poor Michelle. So
somebody should have turned Beyonce's mic off in the Grammys.
Let's not do Beyonce.
Hey, back
I'm not
to,
here
back to the drama really quick. I did receive an update, like, when I was on Instagram earlier. There's this video, and I don't know how recent the video is, but with all the Amber Rose, Khloe Kardashian back and forth, and then Wiz jumping in, and I think, you know, some other people, there's a video that I saw on Instagram a couple of hours ago that showed Black China in the studio with French Montana, and they look kind of cozy, but I can't say 100%, but it's just kind of funny that they're in the studio together.
Yeah.
You know, we know that she's not making any music, but, and if she is, it's just funny that she would be with French Montana, who was Khloe Kardashian's, like, on and off the jump off.
And, well, you know, Khloe stole French from Trina. And Trina
yes.
used to be friends with Kim. You know what? I just think
yep.
all of this is a big mess.
It's
Those
a big mess, and Kim stole
Those
Kanye from Amber Rose.
Take, it's true. Those
I mean,
Kardashians are taking everybody.
They are real bitches. Like, I have no respect for them. Meanwhile,
Courtney
is still with Scott.
Up, we're back to the B word again. I am all out of coffee. Let me head back to the kitchen.
You better go to that kitchen and make you another French pie. Speaking of Amber and, you know, boyfriends and things, something happened today. I think it's Bash's first birthday or second birthday or something.
Second birthday?
Yesterday.
And he was supposed to go to, oh, that was yesterday. And
yes.
Amber didn't take him to his birthday party that we threw for him. I haven't read too much about it. I just heard about it, you know, from
well, it was very
he
was
but
he
what,
had some depressing things to say.
Do you guys oh what did he say? I'm gonna say, you know, do you
he,
guys have
he like tweeted the whole thing. He tweeted the whole thing. And I was
He
like,
tweeted a short story. Like he went on
yes,
a, like,
he
a
did.
Tweet
he did,
rant.
It's
really?
Funny because this week he tried to call Amber Rose an unfit parent or whatever. But he seems like he's not stable either. He called her unfit because of her going back and forth with Khloe. But meanwhile, why would
he's
she bring
unstable.
Her son
he's
into that
fit.
After you after you call the mother of your child unfit and everything, then you expect her to just, like, let me go into this little birthday party that he's having, you know, for our kid. He's definitely unstable. So here's what it is, and this came from the website of B. Scott, and he posted pictures, and it was like he had the whole little area decorated with all these gifts and happy birthday and little Diego character or whatever. And it says, only thing missing was Bash. Then he has another one, and it's a picture of the birthday cake. And it's like, let's all cut this for my boogie boo. But I'm like, there's no kids. There's no other parents. So it's not like there were a whole bunch of other people there in these pictures that I can see. This looks like a lonely-ass party that only Wiz attended. It doesn't look like anybody else knew about it. But it was so depressing, and he was like, we're about to party super hard for my young prince. Nobody's there.
Well, he should have thought about it before he smashed those twins inside of his ex-wife.
Well, yes, that's another thing. Like, he goes into all of these different tweets, which I'm not going to read all of them. However, he was like, he did put out a tweet that basically said he's never cheated on Amber. He said, anyone who really knows me knows that I never cheated on Amber. He said, I always kept my views on family and stability clear and stood by them just as I do anything else I feel strongly about. I feel like it's my responsibility to make sure you have the truth and aren't misguided. Let's see.
Now, if he never cheated, what do you call that photo shoot that he did with that porn star? Do you remember that?
Yeah. One?
That didn't look like art to me.
Listen,
that
he posted
like
a selfie of himself looking like somebody's mom that's been on crack since the 80s and got clean. He posted a picture of himself, and he's like standing up for all the fathers who need, deserve, or can't find help. Like he's being physically abused, and we need to make a Lifetime movie about it.
Yeah, he kept talking about how he's like, I just don't know what else to do.
Get yourself together. He makes smoking weed look bad. I mean, honestly.
But,
like, he
you
makes
know,
it look
honestly,
like it's the worst thing in the world.
What I have to say about the Amber Rose and weird thing is that I don't think a woman will lie about getting cheated on by her husband. And during her Breakfast Club interview, Amber stated that this isn't the first time this has happened. You know, there's only everybody has their breaking point, and there's only a certain amount of times that, you know, something like this could happen. And
no,
she
most,
stated
most
that
people don't immediately divorce after one time of cheating.
Exactly.
And I'm just saying, it's usually a repeated pattern.
And she also said that even after she filed, she waited for him to come home, and he never showed up. So something must have happened on Wiz's part for all of this to be, you know, going on between them. Also, you guys are talking about him smoking weed and looking like someone on Lifetime. What I have to say about that is I don't think it's fair for Wiz to call Amber an unfit mother when,
the only
you know, like you guys stated, that, you know, he... You know, with the weed and having all these women, and I mean, he took Bash to the Grammys 2 weeks ago for crying out loud. And God only knows what else took place, you know, before the red carpet and after the event and before he went to any of the after parties or what have you.
Well, let's hope he didn't bring the child
feel like
inside of one of his special parties.
I don't know. I feel like, as far as parents, Amber is the more fit one. Granted, she went in, you know, she started the little Twitter war or what have you, but I only see that as Amber defending her friend. I don't see that as, you know, her starting mess or anything. My thing is, this is stuff that everybody else is saying. Other media outlets are reporting it. Kim herself and Khloé have spoken out against Kendall's, you know, relationship with Tiger. So why is it that when Amber has something to say, it's this big, big problem? That's,
well, hey,
because have you noticed Chloe never seems to agree with the things that other people do in the family?
That's because she's OJ Simpson's daughter. That's why.
Just because what?
She's OJ Simpson's daughter, and she's biologically.
Oh, yes.
When Amber said that, a couple of people on Twitter said, oh, you have the wrong person. And I was like, wait.
She was talking about Robert Kardashian?
Y'all are not catching that shade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I was living.
Wait a minute, she has that big linebacker Chewbacca body build.
I think Chloe's pretty. That's just me. She's actually
She's pretty now. Do we remember the 2007 Chloe? Or what about the 2004 Kim Kardashian?
She had
the whole she had the whole rat thing going on back then.
You know what? I'm not gonna do this. I always think that Chloe was pretty. She is my second favorite Kardashian.
I like
My first is Brody.
He's not a Kardashian.
He's a part of that clan.
I don't think he wants to be.
Well, he's not anymore. I mean, apparently his dad is divorcing Chris, and I'm all for it. Brody used to like.
Well,
Chris
he's
Kathy.
Divorcing her and
I used
marrying.
To love. For
probably.
Brody, I loved when Brody appeared on screen because I knew that at some point during the episode that he was going to let Chris have it, and that's just the way that it was going to be because he calls her out on her BS all of the time, and I loved it. You go, Brody, you go.
This woman is 60 years old walking around in see-through pants.
She's not 60? She's like 53 or something like that. She's not 60 yet. And you know what? I didn't see a problem with her walking around with those pants. I actually liked it. I did see the picture. I actually liked it. I feel like as far as fashion goes, as far as adults, when you're an adult, you're an adult. If it's something that you want to wear, wear it. I don't think that your age should have anything to do with what you're wearing. Now, as far as kids, like what Kanye and Kim are doing to the North, these fur coats and the stuff that they put her in, I'm like, she's 2 years old, get her a cute little dress, and some of those white Walmart shoes that everybody had, and call it a day. I don't think that she should be wearing all of this stuff. Kim and Kanye are dressing her older than she's supposed to be. And I don't like it. I don't like it.
I like her clothes, but not all of the time.
Say that again, Tiger.
Sometimes she does need to be a child, but I do like her little fur coat and everything, but not all of the time. I mean, she's not a doll baby. She is a child. She needs to be running around and playing and everything.
Right.
But, speaking of them, did you guys see they were in a car accident over the weekend?
Were they in a car accident?
Yes. Kim, Chloe, who else was in the car? Hold on a second. I think I have it.
North needs a straight man in her life. That's what the problem is.
She has a straight man in her life.
Listen, okay.
She needs a straight man in her life or at least a top.
Oh, my God.
It was Chloe, Kim, and Kylie on the road. They were out in Montana, I believe, skiing, and Chloe hid some black ice, and the car went down in a ditch. The funny thing is, all of the comments that I read were like, oh, my God, I hope that Northwest is okay, and that's the rest of those bitches and all this. I was like, oh, my God, like, that's terrible, you know, like, either way, you know, they all could have been
I just got
you.
My coffee.
Did you just get your coffee? Well, take a
I
sip.
I just got my
but
coffee.
Yes.
Take a shot.
But, yeah, they were in a car accident because of the icy road. So some people were trying to say that it was karma, which I think is terrible because there was a child involved. You know what I mean? So people are like, that's karma for you coming after Amber Rose or whatever. And I'm like, at the end of the day, people, they are human, and you would not want to wish, you know, death or anything like that on them.
I agree.
Especially,
you know what,
because
honestly,
if something did happen to Kim, yeah, you're, like, wishing the baby well, but what if her mom did die? You know what I mean? Like, that's terrible. So that's where I do draw the line. You know, it was funny when I saw people saying, thank God that Norm's okay. But in reality, if something did really happen, that would be, you know, it's crazy that these fans can go that far and people can be that meek, you know.
And
that's having an opinion is different
honestly,
than being meek.
It goes to show how insignificant Kim is. In the larger scale of things, she can't have a show by herself. It takes the entire family to be interesting. She is basically a bystander on her own show. She
mm-hmm.
is there in
well,
both
she is.
Today.
She really is. Kim, I actually do find Kim.
I root
like
for
Kim.
The child, too.
No lie. I like Kim Kardashian. However, will you tell her
down.
When you put her with the rest of the family, it's like she's just, she's way down there for me. Like, I'm just like, oh, my gosh, it's Kim. Oh, Kim's on the screen again, you know.
Every episode, it's like, give me my BlackBerry. Give me my laptop. Give
right.
me my ass shots.
Right.
She's a big baby.
Why did you wear my dress? My stylist put the entire week together. Why do you have my purse? Where's my purse? I need my laptop. And what about all those epic memes of her crying?
That's what she does.
iPhone cases of her crying.
Oh, my God. I quit.
That's like Oprah says, the ugly cry.
I feel like you know, back to, you know, what everybody was saying about Khloé attacking Amber. I don't see that as a bad thing. I don't actually really see it as Khloé attacking Amber. I see that as Khloé defending her sister, which is something that, you know, anybody would do. If it was Rob that would have come to say it, if it was not that sister, the Kylie one. Not
well, she's going in that direction, so she may as well get used to it.
She's a child. Don't talk about her like this.
She's
a child.
She's not a child. If she wants to sleep with a grown-ass man, then she's going to be treated like an adult.
Yes. Then you
so
can
quit being
you
a
be treated like the bitch you want
be
to be.
Treated like a child, then.
Treated like the bitch you want to be. Get your drinks ready.
Come on,
well,
the bitch you want to be.
Is it time to wrap up, guys?
I think it is time to wrap up. I think we've been over 45
really
minutes.
This show was
a mess. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you guys. This show was all over the place. But you know what? I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. It was so unstructured, so random, so out of place. And I loved it. I loved it tonight. It was long overdue. We haven't recorded in, like, you know, 3 weeks. I think that this was great. This was wonderful. I'm happy. I'm a happy person tonight.
Well,
this
will be edited out.
I don't think it's going to be edited out. Don't edit it. Leave it in. Make it happen. Show us the real. I'm a happy bitch.
Oh, my God. This sounds like somebody's trying to snatch themselves a baller tonight. Don't take it out. Leave it in.
Why get a baller when you can get a hustler, which is what I have? You know, let's talk about Valentine's Day before we end. Valentine's Day was so good to me.
Well, let's just end first and then talk about Valentine's Day.
No, I want it to be on the show.
I don't care for Valentine's Day right now.
I love my Valentine's Day. I got some roses and some chocolate-covered Oreos. My baby was really nice to me. You know, even though we've been fighting a lot, it just shows that love conquers all. That's all I want to say.
Okay, and
okay.
Tion, before we go, I have an announcement tonight. Tonight's show is brought to you by VM3 Media for all of your communications and marketing needs. All right, I kept it short and sweet. You can have it, Tion.
I like that. Okay, well, thank you guys for
coming on tonight, you know, even though we could have did this days ago. Tiger Lily, thank you for joining.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie, thank you for joining.
Ching, ching, getting paid over here. Ching,
still
ching.
Paid.
Yeah.
Well, this is...
You're welcome.
Tiani Spears signing out.